Donald Trump huddles with Republican leaders.
The visit covered a possible contested convention.
Wild weather in the South.
We felt the shaking. I was like, oh my God, this is real.
And drink up.
More evidence that coffee can protect against cancer.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. For months, Donald Trump has said the Republican Party has been unfair to him. Now he's trying to make nice with the Republican National Committee. They met yesterday, and Trump tells Fox News it went well.
It was a very good meeting. I think they wanted to really discuss, you know, unity, and I like discussing unity, too.
Ted Cruz says Trump is basically a lot of sizzle with very little substance.
There's no doubt that Donald Trump is the Kim Kardashian presidential candidate. He sits on Twitter and makes a lot of noise, but he has no solutions to fixing the problem.
Cruz appeared on KFI Radio Los Angeles. He leads in Wisconsin ahead of Tuesday's primary. CBS's Major Garrett.
Trump is heading into a buzzsaw in Wisconsin. If current projections hold, Trump could leave that state with as few as three of its available 42 delegates, and that would undercut Trump's bid to win the nomination outright.
Face the Nation host John Dickerson says the effort to deny Trump the nomination is increasing.
The real work is happening state by state, and those who want to deny Trump those delegates, talking to the delegates and saying, if Donald Trump doesn't get the nomination on the first ballot, vote for somebody else on the second ballot.
It's been a rough night in the South. Tornadoes in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Andrew Junkins was stuck in his truck in Lowndes County, Mississippi.
It's a lot of wind. It's a big boom, and then hail was hitting the truck. I'm just driving, and then I'm not driving anymore, and then I'm in a ditch, and then the power line fell.
At least a dozen homes were damaged there. That storm system is headed east. North Korea has fired another test rocket. It landed in the sea, but will likely come up during day two of the White House summit on nuclear security. Correspondent Pam Coulter has more on the rest of the agenda.
News that the Brussels attackers had been eyeing a Belgian nuclear facility adds new urgency to the summit goal of keeping nuclear material out of the hands of terrorists. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes on the focus of today's meeting.
What are we doing around intelligence and information sharing? How can we make sure that that's happening as fast as possible?
He said having so many leaders together offers an important opportunity to address ways to confront the ISIS threat. Pam Coulter, CBS News, The White House.
In Syria, the race to get rid of mines and save historic relics in Palmyra is on. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is the first American journalist there.
The good news is that Palmyra's majestic ruins are still standing. The bad news is that ISIS used them as a base for 10 months and destroyed some of the greatest treasures. They blew the Roman Triumphal Arch to pieces and the Temple of Bel. There's nothing left now but the central column. The challenge now will be to hold this ancient site and protect it from a war that has only moved a short distance down the road.
Law enforcement officials are looking into how a training exercise went bad at a Richmond, Virginia bus station. A man suddenly shot and killed a state trooper that he was talking with. Other troopers shot and killed the gunman. Also in Virginia, a school district has learned a hard lesson about what can happen when you lend a school bus to the CIA. We get more live from CBS's Barry Bagnato.
A week after an explosive substance was hidden on a bus to train police dogs how to detect it, it was found by a Loudoun County vehicle maintenance worker. Parents such as Ashley Pittman were informed the material was inert.
They said that it couldn't have hurt anybody.
School district spokesman Wade Byard.
You'd have to have a blasting cap or something to actually make it explode.
The special needs bus carried 26 elementary school kids during 8 trips with the substance in the engine compartment. The training program has been suspended until an investigation determines how this happened. Peter?
Health officials are learning more about dealing with the growing number of Zika virus cases at a meeting just getting underway in Atlanta. WSB's Sabrina Cupid is there.
This one-day summit will bring together local, state, and federal jurisdictions and non-governmental organizations to come up with a coordinated U.S. response to Zika. The U.S. will likely have local mosquito-borne transmission of the virus in some places this summer. During the gathering today, they hope to identify gaps in preparedness and provide states with the tools they need to respond to the virus within their states and jurisdictions.
In the category of who knew, a just-released study says that morning cup of coffee could keep colon cancer away. Here's CBS's Dan Raviv.
Almost 10,000 people in Israel were studied, about half with colorectal cancer, the other half not. A significant difference, those who drank coffee had a 26% lower chance of having that cancer. And drinking more than 2.5 cups per day?
Those individuals had over 50% reduction in their risk of colorectal cancer.
Stephanie Schmidt with the University of Southern California, one of the authors of the study, Is it the caffeine? No.
We saw the same types of effects, so the same reduction in risk for decaf coffee.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
The teams are there, the fans are ready, and CBS's Steve Futterman is in Houston for college basketball's men's national championship.
North Carolina is the favorite here in Houston. The Tar Heels are the only number one seed to advance to the Final Four. In tomorrow's semifinal, North Carolina will take on the surprise team of the tournament, Syracuse. In the other semifinal, a pair of number two seed teams will face off, Villanova and Oklahoma.
Donald Trump's critics here, of course, are many and vocal, and it turns out he's got a few in his ancestral home, too. CBS's Mark Phillips is in Scotland.
There are plenty of reasons for singing laments about the hard life up here on the Isle of Lewis off Scotland's wild northwest coast. But in the town of Stornoway, the boys in the pub have got a new lament. They could be singing about Donald Trump.
If you had to sum up the Islanders' attitude to this son of Lewis who's now running for president, what would it be?
Well, I would say this irrational sense of guilt. What have we spawned?
Local author Ian Stevens says the Islanders don't have that traditional feel-good connection with Donald Trump, the way JFK did in his ancestral home in Ireland, or that Ronald Reagan also had, and even Barack Obama, Irish on his mother's side. Here, they ask themselves a question.
What the hell is our Donald up to now?
They're doing what they've always done when a storm blows up in this remote place, finding refuge in friendship, music, and a sense of humor. Mark Phillips, CBS News, Isle of Lewis.
It was 40 years ago today that two college dropouts started a computer company in a garage. We're talking, of course, about Apple, but who should get the lion's share of the credit? CBS News technology expert Larry Magid says both men.
The company is a testament to the engineering genius of Steve Wozniak, who designed and built that first Apple I 40 years ago, and the marketing genius of Steve Jobs, who helped turn the personal computer into a household item, and then, after being booted out of Apple, came back years later to create the iPod, followed by the iPhone and the iPad.
As Cleveland gets ready to host the Republican convention this summer, lots of houses are up for rent, and in Akron, you can rent one close to good shopping and the interstate. It's also the childhood home of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. It's right there in the listing. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, April 1st, 2016, the broadcast produced this week by Paul Farry and Jennifer Brown. I'm Peter King, CBS News.